I am happy, and I dance through life. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with a thought for today. I am happy, and I dance through life. Can you say that for yourself? You can say it, but do you believe it? Do you do it? Every time I turn around, I find things that make me happy. I take the dog for a walk, and I find it makes me very happy. And we do all sorts of neat things together. And I see him being creative and searching around, carrying a stick or carrying this or carrying that, and just having a great old time. I sit at my desk, and I go through all the mail, and I go through all the things that I'm supposed to be looking at, and it's very wonderful, very creative, very interesting. People are always saying, the philosophy is changing their life. The philosophy makes their life stable. The philosophy has helped their relatives, their friends, to have a happier, fuller life. And, you know, that's a very satisfying thing. That makes you dance through life and makes you know that you're doing the right thing. And I wrote a note to a person, and they said something about enjoying what I do. Or they wanted me to talk to their children. They wanted me to talk to their children when they brought them to campus. And I said, talking to anyone is a joy to me. My purpose in life is to be myself and have fun and be a sharer or a mentor or whatever. But always sharing what I believe, sharing what I think, and telling people about it, and allowing people to make the decision for themselves if they want to follow that. It has nothing to do with my decision for them. It has only to do with theirs. I am always just happy, and I dance through life. And dancing through life, dancing through life, dancing through life, I do not put my nose in other people's business. I don't care. I really don't care what another person does. I see them doing fun things. I see them doing good things. A person comes up to me and says, oh, I've got such trouble in my life. And I said, oh, you are doing everything wonderful, aren't you? What do you mean? Well, you must be doing everything wonderful if it's what you're doing. Well, there's trouble. Well, then put a different name on it. Call it happiness. Well, you can't do that. You can't just take trouble and call it happiness, because trouble's trouble and happiness is happiness. Well, all I know about is happiness. All I know about are life's solutions and life's joys and life's care of happiness and dancing. Well, I think that's just wonderful. And why do I think it's wonderful? Because that's me. And unfortunately, I don't care what you're doing within your life, what you're experiencing in your life, you better not tell me, because I'll look at it and call it good. And I look at you before you come and tell me anything, and I see you having the time of your life. I see you dancing every moment. I see you happy every moment. I see you doing wonderful things every moment. I look at you, and I see you in your ideal spirit, mind, and body. I look at you, and I see you surrounded by happy, harmonious people. I look at you, and I see everything in your life going just perfect. And I also look at you and see how easily you are distracted. Ellen turned her chair to look at something, and so everybody else turned their eyes to see what Ellen was looking at. Ellen, you are a distraction.
Thank you.
We're going to have to put you into your bedroom and let you listen to this by remote, you know. If you're going to distract the children at the table here by turning your head and having them turn their head, you know, but that's okay. That's okay. I mean, I dance through life. I have a lot of fun. It doesn't bother me. Ellen reminds me of a woman who went into the service station to get gas, and then she saw a baby in the car next to her, and she said, oh, isn't that a cute little baby? Hi, baby, how are you? And then the lady in the car with the baby said, bye-bye, and drove away, and so Ellen started up her car and drove away, completely forgetting that she went into the gas station to get gas. She allowed herself to be distracted by a baby, distracted by something that had nothing to do with her life, She should have been one-pointed, gone into the service station and filled her car up with gas and then been on her way. But no, she allowed herself to be distracted by the baby. She's in the grocery store line, and a woman is there with the baby in her arms, and the baby happened to be looking back at Ellen, and Ellen completely forgets to empty her basket and put it on the conveyor belt so that the clerk can you know, you click it up. But she just looks at the baby, oh, he's so cute. And the man behind her said, lady, yes, empty your basket onto the conveyor belt. And Ellen said, but isn't that a cute little baby? And the man says, lady, you're crazy. And so he empties your basket on the conveyor belt for you. Yeah, real nice. Because he has a perfect idiot there who can be distracted from whatever she's doing by something so simple as a wonderful little baby, you know. And
fun, Herb. It just means having fun.
Oh, that's having fun? Well, then go through life having fun. Go into the grocery store lines to play with the children. Go into the filling stations to play with the children. That's great. However, if she doesn't do what she's supposed to do, can you imagine Ellen needing to go to the bathroom more than anything in the world and going into the bathroom and seeing a little cartoon that's lying on the floor that some child had dropped there, and it's about Mickey Mouse and so on, and she stops to read the cartoon, and then she puts the cartoon on the table there, and she walks out without going to the bathroom. She forgot to go to the bathroom. She forgot that the reason she went in there was to go to the bathroom. She was distracted, you know? It's like Sylvia going in the bathroom and hearing this lady singing, and then she paid attention to the lady singing, and I wonder whether Sylvia remembered that she went to the bathroom to go to the bathroom, you know. She just probably heard this lady singing and got so interested, and she said, my, that was so beautiful, you know, and then she forgot all about it. And isn't it interesting? And they sang together too. Yeah, but isn't it interesting what we do? We allow ourselves to be distracted. Now, you say, well, those are nice distractions. Yes, that's true. That's true. But we should be so one-pointed on everything we do, we do it without having distractions distract us. Now, if you can listen to my talk and hear what I'm saying and understand what I'm saying and still look at the dog or look out the window or see Brian driving up with his truck or see the handyman or see something else or even talk to each other and still understand what I'm saying, well, bully for you, except it's only in your periphery that you remember it. How much do you see out of your peripheral vision? You have a general idea that there's something moving over there, and so you turn your head to look. But you don't have clear vision with peripheral vision. It's just appearance vision. It's just recognizing something's happening over there, you know. And so you see a car coming. And so you turn and you look and say, yes, it is, and you act upon it. But the thing is, like peripheral vision, you, by not concentrating on whatever you chose to concentrate on, you don't get the benefit of it. However, if you want to be an idiot and just dance through life and be happy all the time, go ahead. An idiot has no concern about anything, probably the smartest person on earth. An idiot just does what he wants to do and is happy doing what he wants to do, and he doesn't know that he's got responsibilities. He doesn't know that he's supposed to, you know, sweep the sidewalk, that he's supposed to pull up his zipper when he's done in the bathroom, you know, or whatever, you know. He doesn't even know that because his mind is not on those dutiful things. However, I will say to you, in all of my life, I have met many, many people. And I have been working in mental institutions where idiots were galore. And I have never met an idiot that didn't know what he was doing. He may have pretended not to know what he was doing because he didn't want to take responsibility for it. But she knew, every time they did anything, nothing escaped them. They, like a drunk. You say a drunk is out of his mind, he doesn't know what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. He is doing what he wants to do and would do if he were not inhibited. And a person on drugs is the same way. You say, well, they're off in la-la land. They know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. And they believe they can jump off a hill, you know, or a building or something like that. And they know what they're doing. We always know what we're doing because our mind is never asleep. Our mind is never unconscious. Our mind is never unaware of what we are doing in our world. Now, we can pretend we don't. But when we pretend we don't, then we're playing a dualism and we're making confusion for ourselves. I say, I am happy and I dance through life because I enjoy life. I enjoy everything about it. I take responsibility for everything I do at all times, and I am totally alert at all times to everything that goes on. And I know when I do something that's going to hurt me. I know when I do something that's going to help me. I know when I do something that is a blessing to me, and I know when I do something that's not a blessing to me. And you say, well, why would you ever do something that's not a blessing to you or something that's going to hurt you? Well, when I feel that it is beneficial enough to let something happen that is going to hurt me, that is going to be a blessing to somebody else, that is going to be an opportunity for someone else to stand up for principle or something like that, then I do it. And people don't understand that always. They know that I have done nothing wrong, and yet they see me standing up for the responsibility of it. It's just like two boys. One boy throws a baseball and it goes through the window. He runs, and then the lady comes out and said, did you throw that ball through my window? And you say, no, I didn't. Well, you're standing right here. You're the only person standing here. You must have thrown it through my window. You threw it through my window. No, I didn't. You did. Now, you pay for it because you threw it through my window. So there's nothing to tell that lady that I didn't. That I really didn't throw the ball through a window, that somebody else did and ran away. So I'm going to say that Johnny ran away and he threw the ball. Am I going to do that? Am I going to do that?
You not, no.
Well, should anyone do that? Yeah. You not. But you see, we are not tattletales. We don't take a responsibility and throw it on other people who are not willing to take it. They ran away because they had no courage. They did not have the strength to handle something. And so they leave you there. Now, can you take responsibility for something that you didn't do? You're not really taking responsibility. You said you didn't do it. But they say you did because you're the only one there. Now, I'm happy. I know the truth about myself. Do you know the truth about yourself? I doubt that sometimes. If you know the truth about yourself, you can walk through any doorway and you will always be whole and perfect. You will always be happy and dancing through life. But when you start to blame other people, even when you didn't do it and they did, even if that's true, when you blame another person, you are to blame. You're doing something very, very foolish. But you should tell about other people. You should tell on people. Well, that isn't done. And if you do it, you pay the consequences. What are the consequences? You don't like yourself. You feel that you cheated. You feel that you told against somebody else when you shouldn't have. Now, I'm not telling you that we shouldn't have law enforcement. We shouldn't get the proper people who did things that wrong. But I'm saying you don't have to be a tattletale. Why were you standing there? Why were you at that instance? Because it gave you an opportunity to stand up for who you are, to be someone who doesn't tell tales. I didn't do it. I'm not going to tell you who did it, but I didn't do it. Of course, the minute you say, I'm not going to tell you who did it, you've said something. But just, I didn't do it. That's the only thing about you. You didn't do it. Now, is that strength enough for you to live by? If it isn't, you might readjust your values. You might readjust your thinking. Perhaps the person who did it didn't have the strength to stand up for it because that person had a feeling of lack of self-confidence and other things, and you, in making it more difficult for them, make it all the more difficult. Then they believe they don't have a friend in the world who would stand by them, you know? Again, we get off the subject here too. I am happy and I dance through life by being myself and having fun. And I live that way, and I recommend that we all live that way. And I recommend that we all tell the truth. Did you throw that ball through the window? No, I didn't. Is that the truth? That's the truth. Do you always tell the truth? Yes. Then why should anyone misbelieve you? You know? In October sky, the rocket started a fire in the forest and great damage. And they thought it was the rocket of the young boys. And the young boys, after they got to thinking about it and estimating where the rocket should have landed if it went through, they went to where it should have landed and they found it. And they found that they indeed did not start the fire. And the policemen came and they put them in handcuffs and were going to take them off to jail and do all sorts of these sorts of things because these kids started a fire that they didn't do purposefully, but they apparently did it by accident with their rocket. But later, the boys brought to the awareness of the authorities it wasn't their rocket. And then they brought the rocket out that started the fire, and then the authorities, who just blamed the boys without thinking whether they made that rocket or not, the rocket that was brought out was so sophisticated, it was used by the local Air Force. And the boys got credit for having created that rocket. But they didn't get the blessing of the credit. They got the deficit. You see, stand up for who you are. You may not always win. You may go to prison. You may be shot. You may have all sorts of things happen to you. But you know inside yourself that you spoke the truth and stood up for the truth. And that's all that matters. So, remember, I am happy and I dance through life because I live on principle. And it works. And I love it. And so it is. And I love you. 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 I love you.